Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for February 21st to 27th. So the moon is not in any big phase right now. We're still trying to go through we're in the end of the full moon energy. So that's kind of shifting and changing. So of course, when we're in between kind of the big state of the moon, it's a good time to kind of lay low. It's a good time to kind of chill. It's not a good time to make any major decisions or any major plans until you have like the wind beneath your sail, which is what the energy of the moon does for us. We do, though, have the sun in Pisces, so in the sign of Pisces. And so that's going to kind of help us to feel a little bit more chill. So I don't know about you, but it hasn't been a lot of chill lately. We've been getting a lot of emotional stuff, a lot of big energy coming in, a lot of heaviness, and I feel like this is going to be lifting soon, and I'm kind of excited about what they gave me for us for this week. But the sun in Pisces will give us the feeling of having the, you know, what will be, like, you know, it is what it is. So it's kind of like that sense of non-urgency about things, which, you know, I think that we need that every once in a while, especially to help heal and protect our nervous systems, which, you know, have been bombarded for a very, very long time right now. We're like in this constant state of fight or flight, which then absolutely starts to affect all of the organs in the human body. And it's kind of like, you know, when we look at our human vehicle, it's kind of like having, you know, your tires need to be replaced and your spark plugs need to be replaced and all of the things start to go wrong in your car. And that's what happens to us when we kind of go through these big energetic storms or these big energetic experiences, which is what we have been going through for the past 2 years, literally. So, you know, this is a big trauma to our human vehicle and to our human psyche, which, you know, if we were just souls having to not be in the human vehicle, you know, we wouldn't have any of the physical stuff or the emotional stuff. But of course, you know, we jump into these human vehicles and all the limitations set in, right? All the human vehicle is susceptible to all of the lower density vibrations that have been coming through. And so many of us have been feeling that lately, especially if you're an energy worker or a sensitive, you will definitely be feeling it. Sometimes I find it's interesting because sometimes people will feel it more on an emotional level. Sometimes people feel it more on a physical level. And then there's the lucky ones like myself who get to feel it on all levels. So on to the good news, though. So when I tuned in and asked about what was happening, especially for our group members, especially what this was going to be meaning for us, and then collectively, they gave me a kind of really beautiful visual. So they said that the new earth, and they called it the new earth, is transforming from the outside in. So from the outside in. And so they kind of literally showed me this, like the earth, you know, seeing the earth and then seeing like this beautiful, I'm going to say like, they're like pink and blues and like, I know there's a word for it, of colors that came over. And I can remember months ago having a dream where these colors actually came in. I don't know if you guys remember this, it was a long time ago, but there were actually ships in the dream and they came in through the ships. And I'm talking about UFO ships, not ships in the sea. So it makes me feel like that kind of help is coming through again, which I feel like there has been like, I don't know if it's a lack of support that I've been feeling from them or just that they are busy doing other battles, you know, in other dimensions. And so they weren't able to be here for this stuff. I don't know what it is, but anyways, it's good news because they're coming, they're back. It's back. It's coming back. And so they said to me that the etheric space is being cleansed. So it's kind of like, you know, all of the area around the earth, they're saying that it's being cleansed and cleared. They talked to me about a powerful aftermath coming. So there is like a big wave, like a big tsunami, like a big cleansing of the earth coming through. They're telling me that the light is very powerful, and they're saying that the dark is scrambling. So I know that you're probably going to feel this most in like your interactions with other people. I'm certainly seeing it on social media where, you know, people are getting into arguments on their own social media pages with their friends about their opinions on stuff. So pay really close attention to those around you that are scrambling, that have that scrambling energy. And think about scrambling like kind of like, you know, it reminds me of like a rat running from like a sinking ship. Like it's like that kind of energy. Pay attention to those people around you that have that kind of vibration or frequency, because you're really going to need to be protective of your energy right now and pull back from those people. Even if they are the closest people to you, you're going to need to pull back. And at this point, the best you can do is just, you know, you can pray for them, you can hold space for them, and hope that they see the light, that they get out of the fear, that they get into vibrational alignment with their purpose, and not have that scrambling energy so much. But it's important right now that you're not, they're saying not here, come to save the day. So don't be like the hero. I'm going to change you. I'm going to make sure that you're working on saving yourself, because that's the most important thing right now. So they talk to me, and I love this. Timing is everything, because I have a friend who also just sent me a bunch of information about, and I'll get into this because it's a massive subject, but just about how all of the major buildings all over the world, like even the parliament buildings, some of the churches, some of the, all of the history of them, how it goes back so far in time, that when they were making these structures, that they were using sacred geometry to actually hone in energy or open up portals of energy and use them as conductors, like things that you would never even think about. So like, you know, certain churches or parliament buildings that have like spikes on the top of them, we look at them and think it's decorative or maybe it's for protection. But in actuality, the divine guidance that they were getting when they were building these buildings were so that they could be beacons of light, conductors of light, conductors of power and energy. And so that is going to start waking up. So it's very interesting. I feel like, and this will probably come out, that somewhere in the history, somewhere the dark side took over those beacons of light, right? And infiltrated by putting other beings in, you know, in the space, in the positions. And I'm talking particularly about, you know, parliaments and governments and churches and all of that. And they keep on saying infiltrated. So that, I feel like that's going to be coming up now to be cleared, which it will help us tremendously, like a big, big, huge, huge, huge help. So very interesting about that. And you can, maybe I'll send some links into the Facebook group of something you guys can go and check out. So they said to me, but that is all hidden. That has all been hidden, but now will be restored. They're saying it will be restored. Very interesting. So they said through divine grace and divine timing. They keep on using that word divine again. So we should look into it. I feel like there is some key points there to know and to take hold of the word divine. They did go into talking to me about particles from the sky. So they mentioned vapor trails. And they're saying that it's been causing havoc. And they're saying it must be cleared. So I feel like this is part of the, I feel like, because they keep on saying to me, not a conspiracy theory. So I don't know if you know anything about that or if you've followed much about it, the chemtrails. But I believe it's a problem, and they're showing it to me now, but saying that as the frequency changes on the planet, that this must be cleared. So I feel like, again, when it's being changed from the outside in, that's going to be part of like the cleanup crew. They said to me that there's a very powerful energy coming through the sun to help support our people. It's interesting because I was watching, there's a fellow on YouTube that I watch, and he's a bit of a space geek guy. And so he was literally showing the solar flares coming off of the sun I think this was last night that he was doing. And so you could literally see the sun, and then you could see the eruptions coming off the sun and the plasma coming off of it. He seemed to be, and he's a very scientific mind about it, so he didn't seem to think that there was any bells or whistles or any major significance. He was kind of like, well, this is what the sun does, and here you can see it, how often it's happening. But I know I'm really, really sensitive to the solar flares. Like, I feel like when they're very active, I feel very vibrationally inside. So almost, and when it gets too much, it's like that magnetic feeling. And I have used the word saying like the drunken sailor feel, or like you're being microwaved, which are not pleasant. But I feel like that there's some intensity there that maybe energetically he's not picking up on because he's just looking at the scientific stuff. But energetically, there's something happening there. And I feel like it's all part of the cleanup. I feel like the sun is a planet that is helping us, that is, or a star, sorry, rather, that's going to be helping us to do the cleanup. So part of the cleanup. And so with that, they said the fire to burn away all the evil. And so that's pretty powerful energy that can come. If you even just think about the size of the sun and, you know, think about plasma coming from it, you know, it's enough to completely destroy the planet that we call home. So yeah, it could probably do everything that they're saying. And this is where it kind of came interesting in here to me. And because they kind of pulled in some prayers, a little bit of the prayers, and it was kind of like they were using the words from the Our Father prayer, which I find, which is interesting. And I kind of got some insights into this. And I don't know if I talked to it in the group about it or in my classes, but for me, the word of God, the G-O-D word, has been like a little bit of a transformation through my awareness and my understanding of the meaning of it. And I've gone through periods of time where I would not say the word because I didn't want the word to be associated with the man that lives in heaven or the one single energy that, you know, governs us all, because I've come to the understanding that that's not true. That's not the, so when I would use the word God, I would, you know, use it interchangeably with source, with the word source. And it's very interesting though, because I feel like this is, again, they're using the word infiltrated. So this is very interesting because I feel like you guys know how powerful our words are, right? How words carry energy, how we can create like almost like an energetic currency about how much energy and focus we put into something. And if you just think for a moment or feel into it for a moment, the word God and how much energy goes into that, how many people on the planet put some type of energy into that. And just like the buildings, just like the beacons of light, just like these portals of energy that they did create, I feel like the word God, I feel like the energy of God has been infiltrated. So we definitely know, and you know, this past couple of years, we've had so much come up about the churches, about the, you know, the Catholic Church, about all of the you know, the indigenous schools that were run by the governments and the churches and the you know, all of that. And so again, it's kind of like all the dark took over all that, came in there. And so it changed the frequency or changed the currency of the word God. And I feel like that's coming back now. I feel like there's going to be a massive shift in that. Again, taking back our power, like bringing back our power and bringing back our light. And I'm thankful because that feels very empowering, very, like it feels very good. And I haven't had that feeling for a while. So I'm very, very thankful. And so they said to me, we shall be standing in the glory. And so they said that we need to continue to rise above. So they're saying that the dark will grasp for you. And so to remind yourself that you were stronger, this is really important. And they said, thy will be done. And so it was like, this is happening. This is going to happen. We've got your back. You're going to make it through this. And then they said that there's a collection of very powerful energy that has been created. And again, they gave me the word divine again. They put the word divine in there. And they're saying, they're talking about, they're saying a massive portal. So a massive portal of light. And I feel like that this is going to be, you know, we have the big portal tomorrow. So the February 22nd portal, which is the 2022, so all the twos, right? All the energy of the twos coming in tomorrow. So you may be feeling that portal energy opening up now. You may be feeling it like through your heart chakra, third eye, all of your upper crown chakra, definitely your upper chakras, as this portal begins to open up. And it's, I really feel like it's going to be a shift into the light, out of the dark and into the light, which is so needed, like unbelievably needed right now at this time. And it feels good. And I'm super, super excited about that. Okay. So I am going to be working on the next couple of days for our March schedule. We are going to be doing, because I'm going away in March for a couple of weeks to Florida. Yay. We are going to be doing our things at the first week and then at the last week, so that I have an actual bit of a break, because I kind of need that. I will be doing the weekly energetic check-in every Monday though, so you guys will have that coming into the hub, so you can go in and check. We'll make sure that there's a very powerful meditation in there for the month of March that you guys can use. They haven't given it to me yet, but I will we'll find out soon what it's going to be. And they just keep on saying to Raina, portal activation, portal activation. So I'm going to share a link. I'm going to send it in an email. I'm going to pull it off of Facebook. I have a friend, you guys actually met her through the hub, Nicola Russell. She's actually doing, a big, meditation from Scotland tomorrow. And so I'll send you the link to that, because I'm not doing anything on my pages or with my stuff. I'm going to be a participant in one. So I'm going to be doing that. I think it's at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you do get a chance to go and do it, I think that it would be worth your while for sure. And I'll put the link in the email today so that you guys can follow it on her page. And I probably, if I can, I will try and share it on my pages as well. Although Facebook is shadow banning me right now because of a post that I made the other day where I did not mention the word COVID at all. I used one word, plandemic. I had that in there. And so then they, you know, sent me the big notice, because your post mentions COVID, we're blah, 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 like, which it didn't. So I'm honestly kind of getting tired of the whole Facebook censorship. I'm hoping that with this shift, it shifts all of that stuff up as well. Otherwise, I may have to find a new platform to go to. But you guys are in the hub, so you don't have to worry about that, because you'll always be able to find me in the hub. Okay, my lovelies, sending you guys huge, huge blessings. Check your inboxes. Make sure that you're checking your emails. And I will talk to you guys all soon. Have an amazing week.